Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Into what next time you're able to call. All right, let's talk to the Eagles head coach, Nick Sirianni, brought to us by Bud Light. You can join Ava Graham at the Urban Saloon this Monday night for the Eagles game and win tickets to an Eagles home game, signed merchandise, and more from Bud Light. The 8-4 head coach of the Philadelphia Eagles, Nick Sirianni. Good morning, Nick.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Well, Nick, an awful lot, obviously, to say the least, going on. And before we get to X's and O's and all that stuff, I'm just curious how you're holding up with it all, because there's a lot of chatter, there's a lot of stuff. How are you on the emotional edge with everything going on these days?
Yeah, when you don't listen to the chatter and when you don't pay attention to it and you make sure that you're trying to work for the next game, that doesn't affect you. So, we're getting up off the ground. You know, you got two options when you get knocked down like we did got on Friday. You can lay down and let everyone you try to feel bad for yourself, or you get the heck up and keep fighting. All we know to do is fight, and so we're up. We're excited about a new opportunity. Getting the players back in here today after they got some rest, and excited to get some of these things corrected and then move on to the next game.
Hey, Nick, the word execution is being said by a lot of coaches and players lately when speaking publicly, referencing the offense. You know, you hear we have to execute better. And I see that word execute as code for players have to play better, whether it's not jumping off sides or anything. When do you consider changing who gets to play if they don't play better?
Yeah, it's everybody has to execute better. Players, coaches, all of us. And we always put the guys in the game that we think they're going to be able to go out there and execute the best for each and individual play. And that's thought about with every play that you go over and everything that you do. And so sometimes that's through different personnel. Sometimes that's taking one guy out, putting another guy in for one of those plays. But we constantly think about that. I have a lot of faith in the players and the coaches in here. And we're working like crazy to get things going the right way. Hasn't happened yet. I mean, we've had elements of it, but you know, obviously the last game, and you know, whenever you lose two in a row, you know, it shows itself. And even when you win and you're not playing to your standard. But we're constantly thinking about everything and how we get better.
Coach, you said you're sticking with Kevin Petullo as the play caller, and his performance on game day gives us as fans concern. What gives you the confidence that he's still the right guy for that job, and how do you respond to fans who vandalized Kevin's house early Saturday morning?
You know, obviously, like I've said, in the greatest team sport there is, when things are going well, it's never just because one person. And when things are going bad, it's never just about one person. You know, obviously I spent a lot more time with Kevin than ever, you know, and the coaches and the players than I know that you guys get to outside of that. And you watch the body of work of your daily process, how you call the game. You know, like I said, if I thought it was just one thing, then, you know, sometimes when you think it's just one thing, you're able to do different things, but you know, and make changes, but that's not the case. And that's not how I feel, with that. You know, no comment about the vandalism or anything like that. I don't want to get into that. But just know that we're working like crazy to get it going better. And you know, had a little bit of time this week to, you know, reevaluate some of the things that we were doing and how we can get better off of that. And, you know, we've been in a little bit of a, hey, we win four in a row, we lose two in a row. We then win four in a row, we lose two in a row. And so, you know, ready to get back up and go from there.
You know, Nick, I just want to tell you, and I understand the no comment in that you don't want to sort of get into a war of words with fans, so to speak. I just want you to know from our standpoint, we have expressed today absolute disgust with the action of those individuals. We think it's disgraceful. And we just want you to know that we have
There's the back of you,
your coaching staff, your team, and all good citizens when something nonsensical like that happens. So I want to express that to you. And
I appreciate that.
Of course.
I appreciate that.
Nick, Jalen, obviously, there have been some reports that have come out on him. One is that he doesn't want to run as much this year. And I'm curious, when these things get said, and it can't be easy on him, some of the reports are negative in nature. Do you sit down with Jalen? And I know you do on all sorts of topics, but do you specifically address these types of reports with him and sometimes dissect where they may come from and how he can best handle it, both within the locker room and as a public figure that has to go out there once a week and play a game?
Mm-hmm. You know, one thing I'll say is Jalen will do anything. I think Jalen has proven that he'll do anything he needs to do to win each and every game. And if that means running, he'll run. And if that means throwing it or handing it to Saquon 20 times, he'll do that. And if that means throwing it 50 times, he'll do that. And so that's what one thing I can say. You know, it is like, I don't want to like downplay anything that anybody hears, like with reports, but like we are not focused on that. Like, so it's not like, hey, this report was out, let's Jalen and I have a conversation about it. Like, when you're totally focused on what you have to do and not focused on anything else, then those things don't affect you. And that's how we have to live, because as you guys know, there's different reports of everything out there. Like this report is out there, this report's out there. Like, if we involved ourselves in all those things, like I wouldn't have time to do anything else. Like, and so, you know, we're in a constant communication about everything. And that's why it's so important that you go through your process and you talk through everything and you talk through the game plan, you talk through what you can do better, what you can't, what you did really well. And so we're in constant communication about that stuff.
Coach, you told us in September that this team's identity is that of a physical running team. And we're 22nd in rush yards a game. We're 24th in yards per rush. And especially considering the windy conditions, you know, two of the last three games, it's getting cold. Why is this team so far from where was initially intended, you know, that physical running offensive team with five games to go?
Yeah, obviously we want to be able to run it and be able to have our play action and stuff like that off of that. And, you know, right now our execution and our game plan and our way we're coaching it, everything needs to get better. Again, it's hard for me to say, of course I have ideas of what, you know, some of the things that we have to do better. But obviously that's not something that, and I really respect the job that everybody has to do in the media, but it's also my job to keep things in-house, not give things to, you know, the opponent that we play in the upcoming weeks. And so we have thoughts there, but again, it does. And I know I sound like a broken record here, and it's like, oh man, he keeps saying this. Like, it isn't just ever one thing of what needs to get better, and it's the same thing when you're playing really well.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just one thing there either.
All right.
And so, you know, that's we know we have to get that part of our game rolling, and that's not like, and I'm not sharing any real breaking information there. Like, teams that are well balanced are usually the teams that do, you know, that do well, that they can run and pass. Whenever you're a one-dimensional team, that's not good for any team there.
Not at all.
And so, you know, so we always want to be there and one will help the other. We know that. So if we can get that going, then our pass game will get going better and vice versa. And that's how we feel.
And then the discipline is an issue. 91 penalties this season. That makes us the fifth most penalized team in the NFL. That's just behind the Giants, who have 92 penalties thrown against them. Why are we still so penalized?
Yeah, that's obviously something that we work on constantly, and understanding the rules, playing within our fundamentals, not having any penalties that you can control on your own. Some thoughts of how we need to get better on that. And again, like I've said with penalties before, sometimes it's something that, is a fundamental issue, right, when you go out there and play. And sometimes it's, hey, we weren't in position to succeed as players based off of what we did as coaches, and they're fighting against it, and they got a hard fundamental to be able to do. And some of these happen in the heat of the battle. The ones you're trying to eliminate are the pre-snap ones, right? The ones you're trying to eliminate are the post-whistle ones, because that, to me, is something that you can focus on and really take, really can control more than anything else. And those are ones that, we've had a couple of those and that have hurt us throughout the season. And those are the ones that we have to clean those ones up. We had three of those in the game the other day. We were able to overcome those, but it was still, you can't put it that way. You can't look at it and be like, oh, we overcame this, so it's now. No, because you don't know the one that you're not going to be able to overcome. So controlling the things that you can control, and some of those penalties do happen in the heat of the game, for different reasons.
Nick Sirianni with us, is as he is every Tuesday at this time. Nick, the thing that shocked me the most the last two games is the defense, frankly, because, you go back 3 and 4 games ago, those two great victories, Detroit and Green Bay. A lot of us thought maybe the defense was back to being the best in football, certainly amongst the very best in football. And so I wonder, with the defense not playing as well, do you worry about the D becoming emotionally worn down from carrying such a heavy burden through now 3 months of this season? Has that affected their performance?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Dianaroga, here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Permits.
No, I don't. This team is intertwined, and this team doesn't. Neither side wants to let each other down because they spend so much time together, and they do, genuinely like each other, which is a huge thing on a team. I think it's just a matter of, we all have to be more consistent. Coaches, players, offense, defense, special teams, like, all of us need to be more consistent, right? And we know how much room for growth that we have. With everything, when we know we have the right guys in this building, and we're sitting here at 8-4, but obviously coming off of two losses in a row. But we know how much we have the ability to play better, coach better, and, we're excited about that. So I think what, again, I'll be back with the players here today. But I've, talked to a lot of guys, and everyone's excited to get back to work and get going. I don't think, we don't have to act how anybody else acts except for in this building, right? We don't have to feel down because someone else feels down, or, you know, worry about something because someone else is worrying about. We have to go to work and lock in and focus on the things we need to do. And that's being tough, detailed, and together, and look forward to doing that today.
And, Coach, what's the number one thing you need to do to rehabilitate the culture of the team, you know, coming off of those back-to-back losses that you mentioned there?
Yeah, you know, that's a good question, John. You know, it's not like when you're going through hard times, you're like, you double down on tough, detailed, together. When you're going through good times, you double down on tough, detailed, together. If I was not consistent in my message with that and with the culture, then I wouldn't be doing my job, because culture is about, you know, setting a vision. You know, culture is about, you know, consistently, you know, being able to show what that vision looks like. And culture is about being relentless and living it yourself, you know, being relentless with everything and living it yourself. And so, you know, through the ups, through the downs, because we all want consistency, right? We all want consistency on the field. But most importantly, I think players want consistency from me. I want consistency from them. And we'll double down on the things that, you know, win, lose, you know, draw. We're going to double down on tough, detailed, together, and be relentless with it as we go.
Hey, Nick, good luck versus San Diego versus the Chargers on.
I say that still
all the time. And Ruben, who's the Angels? The California, the Anaheim, the Los Angeles Angels.
I coach for the Chargers for 5 years, and four of them I was with the San Diego, so I have a little bit more excuse.
California Angels and the I think it's the Cleveland Indians still, right, as far as I'm concerned.
All right, Nick, stay well. Good luck versus the Chargers on Monday night. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Coach. Great luck.
There he is, Eagles head coach Nick Sirianni. All right, 215-592-9494. You can react to the Sirianni interview. More up ahead. Phone calls on all this on 94WI.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.